You don't need a PhD in theoretical physics to be afraid of quantum mechanics. But it doesn't hurt. That might seem strange. Quantum mechanics is our best theory of the microscopic world. It describes how atoms and particles interact through the forces of nature and makes incredibly precise experimental predictions. To be sure, quantum mechanics has something of a reputation for being difficult, mysterious, just the side of magic. But professional physicists, of all people, should be relatively comfortable with a theory like that. They are constantly doing intricate calculations involving quantum phenomena and building giant machines dedicated to testing the resulting predictions. Surely we're not suggesting that physicists have been faking it all this time. They haven't been faking, but they haven't exactly been honest with themselves either. On the one hand, quantum mechanics is the heart and soul of modern physics. Astrophysicists, particle physicists, atomic physicists, laser physicists, everyone uses quantum mechanics all the time, and they're very good at it. It's not just a matter of esoteric research. Quantum mechanics is ubiquitous in modern technology. Semiconductors, transistors, microchips, lasers, and computer memory all rely on quantum mechanics to function. For that matter, quantum mechanics is necessary to make sense of the most basic features of the world around us. Essentially, all of chemistry is a matter of applied quantum mechanics. To understand how the sun shines or why tables are solid, you need quantum mechanics. Imagine closing your eyes. Hopefully, things look pretty dark. You might think that makes sense because no light is coming in. But that's not quite right. Infrared light, with a slightly longer wavelength than visible light, is being emitted all the time by any warm object, and that includes your own body. If our eyes were as sensitive to infrared light as they are to visible light, we would be blinded, even when our lids were closed, from all the light emitted by our eyeballs themselves. But the rods and cones that act as light receptors in our eyes are cleverly sensitive to visible light, not infrared. How do they manage that? Ultimately, the answer comes down to quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics isn't magic. It is the deepest, most comprehensive view of reality we have. As far as we currently know, quantum mechanics isn't just an approximation of the truth, it is the truth. That's subject to change in the face of unexpected experimental results, but we've seen no hints of any such surprises thus far. The development of quantum mechanics in the early years of the 20th century, involving names like Planck, Einstein, Bohr, Heisenberg, Schrödinger, and Dirac, left us, by 1927, with a mature understanding that is surely one of the greatest intellectual accomplishments in human history. We have every reason to be proud. On the other hand, in the memorable words of Richard Feynman, I think I can safely say that nobody understands quantum mechanics. We use quantum mechanics to design new technologies and predict the outcomes of experiments. But honest physicists admit that we don't truly understand quantum mechanics. We have a recipe that we can safely apply in certain prescribed situations and which returns mind-bogglingly precise predictions that have been triumphantly vindicated by the data. But if you want to dig deeper and ask what is really going on, we simply don't know. Physicists tend to treat quantum mechanics like a mindless robot they rely on to perform certain tasks, not as a beloved friend they care about on a personal level. This attitude among the professionals seeps into how quantum mechanics gets explained to the wider world. What we would like to do is to present a fully formed picture of nature, but we can't quite do that since physicists don't agree about what quantum mechanics actually says. Instead, popular treatments tend to emphasize that quantum mechanics is mysterious, baffling, impossible to understand. That message goes against the basic principles that science stands for, which include the idea that the world is fundamentally intelligible. We have something of a mental block when it comes to quantum mechanics, and we need a bit of quantum therapy to help get past it.